Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. First off, before I forget, let me just remind everybody who's wanting or willing to come and help to take down the decorations that happens tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock here at the church. That's Saturday, January 6th, 10 a.m. And we appreciate all those who can help, especially since we got to get up and take all the decorations around the room and package them up and put them up in the storage area. So thank you for your help. The scripture I want to start with today is, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. God is my rock in whom I take refuge." When we read the words, "The Lord is my rock," it's the same thing as saying, "I stand on him as my foundation and derive every good thing in the circumstance from him who is the source of all good." The words used here are signify those raged, ragged, stony precipices, which are often shelter for men and women and animals alike when they're outside seeking shelter in a storm or a rough place. A place where the bees often make their nest. Oh man, you don't want to get around those. And hence, the rich honey is collected in a great abundance. In Deuteronomy, we can read it says, "He made him to suck honey out of the rocks." A statement about finding the strength and the resources we need as we discover life in this world. God was his fortress, a place of strength and safety, fortified by nature, where he could be safe from his enemies. He refers to those inaccessible heights in the rocky, mountainous country of Judea, where he was often found taking refuge from the pursuit of Saul and others who came after him. All of us need and find those places where we discover solitude and strength as we gather ourselves. The psalmist is saying God is that place for him. When he speaks of being delivered, he's saying this place where I find God, the one who causes me to escape, I sense his protection in a greater way. My deliverer. This refers to his protection and comfort during difficult times in his life. It appears that the psalmist felt he was often surrounded by and almost taken away by the enemies or situations in life that he faced. Still, the Lord made a way for his escape, made a way out for him as his enemies were drawing near. He was saying something like, when they, his enemies, got in on one side of his fortress, his stronghold, he got out on the other side so he could escape with his life. These escapes were so narrow and so unlikely that he plainly saw the hand of the Lord was with them. Boy, we have those situations in our lives, don't we? David, who was anointed to become king of Israel, had many enemies, and he wrote the words of Psalm 18, at a time when God delivered him from those enemies, including Saul, the king that he would replace. At times, David was so overwhelmed by enemies that he felt as if the cords of death entangled him. You ever been so overwhelmed you just couldn't believe what was happening? He felt that his end was near. So in response, David calls on the only one who could help him. "I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies." David's displays a great courage based on his trust in God, his rock and deliverer. David had been taught that he had learned from the experiences that the Lord was allowing in his life that he had to trust God and that no enemy could separate him from the God who cares about him. When we know that we can depend on God for all things, as David did, we know that calling on God will help bring the solutions we seek and we need in his time. This doesn't mean we should ignore emergency services or other kinds of help. They are available to everyone who might have need. What it means is God provides those resources in our lives and our communities for the good of every one of us. He loves us all. But those of us who are his children should always realize that we can rely on God to help us with all of our needs, just as it was so for David. Let's be sure to call on God whenever we need help of any kind, no matter how great or how small. Call out with a believing, trusting heart and mind, believing that we, just as we tell everybody we believe in him, let's believe in him. It's easy to believe when everything's going all right, going good. But what about when things are going wrong? when our enemies are closing in on us. Those are the times we need to stand firm in our faith. There are a multitude of enemies in this world, not all of which are as difficult as they may seem to appear or be. But God is greater than any of them. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. God is my rock in whom I take refuge. I pray that's true for all of us. Prayer list for today. Continue to remember those battling cancer, Corey, Kathy, Janelle, and others. Dallas and Whitney, as they still are moving, and Dallas hasn't found a job yet. Carrie Williams on hospice. Bob Mueller, who's recovering at home. Bonnie Osborne's dad has been in the hospital and needs our prayers. People in the Middle East, the turmoil that's going on in that part of the world and other parts. Our missionaries, their families, our nation, our church, and our own families. Spend a few moments in prayer. Praise God, and then have a great day, and God bless.